eighth technique. In a moving vehicle, by rhythmically swaying, experience. Or in a still vehicle, by letting yourself swing in slowing invisible circles, experience. The same, in a different way. In a moving vehicle, you are traveling by a train or by a bullock cart. Because when this technique was developed, it was bullock cart. You are moving in a bullock cart on an Indian road. Even today the road is same. You will be moving, your whole body will be moving. Use this. In a moving vehicle by rhythmically swaying, sway rhythmically. Try to understand, this is very minute. Whenever you are in a bullock cart or in any vehicle, you are resisting it. The bullock cart sways to the left. You resist it. You sway to the right. To balance. Otherwise you will fall down. So you are constantly resisting. Sitting in a bullock cart, you are fighting its movement. It moves to this side, you have to move to that. That's why sitting in a train, you become tired. You have not been doing anything. Why you become so tired? You have been doing much unknowingly. You were fighting the train continuously. There was resistance. Don't resist. This is the first thing if you want to do this technique. Don't resist. Rather, move with the movement. Sway with the movement. Become part of bullock cart. Don't resist it. So whatsoever the bullock cart is doing on the road, you become part of it. That's why children are never tired of journey. Poonam has just come from London with her two children. And she was afraid there that they may get ill, they may get tired, such a long journey. She got tired and they came laughing. She got tired completely when she came here. And the moment she entered my room, she was dead tired. And the two children, they started playing then and there. 18-hour long journey from London to Bombay. They were not a bit tired. Why? Because they don't know how to resist yet. So one drunkard can sit in a bullock cart for the whole night and in the morning he will be fresh as ever. But you will not be. Because a drunkard cannot resist, he moves with the cart. There is no fight. The fighting is not there. He is one. In a moving vehicle, while rhythmically swaying, so do one thing, don't resist. And second thing, create a rhythm. Create a rhythm in your movement. Make it a beautiful harmony. Forget about the road. Don't curse the road and the government. Forget it. Don't curse the bullocks and the bullock cart and the driver. Forget them. Close your eyes. Don't resist. Move rhythmically and create a music in your movement. make it as if it is a dance. In a moving vehicle where rhythmical is swaying, experience. And the sutra says the experience will come to you. Or in a still vehicle, don't say that where to get a bullock cart. Don't deceive yourself. So the sutra says, or in a still vehicle, while letting yourself sing in flowing invisible circles. Just sitting here, swing in circles. Swing in a circle. First take a big circle, then go in slowing it. Slowing, slowing, making it smaller and smaller and smaller. Until your body is not visibly moving, but inside you feel a subtle movement. Start with a bigger circle. With closed eyes. Otherwise, when the body will stop, you will stop. With closed eyes, make big circles. Just sitting, swing in a circle. Go on swinging. Making the circle smaller and smaller and smaller. Visibly, you will stop. No one will be able to detect that you are still moving. But inside, you will feel a still movement. Now the body is not moving, but only mind. Go on making it slower and slower, and experience. That will become a centering. In a vehicle, moving vehicle, non-resisting, rhythmical movement will create a centering within you. Guruji has created many dances for such techniques. He was working on this technique. All the dances he was teaching in his school were really swaying in circles. All the dances were in circles, just whirling. But remaining aware inside, and by making the circle smaller and smaller. A time comes, body stops, but the mind inside goes on moving, moving, moving. If you have been traveling in a train for 20 hours, you have come home. You have left the train, but if you close your eyes, you will feel you are traveling yet. Still, you are traveling. The body has stopped, but the mind is still feeling the ripples. So just do. Guruji has created phenomenal dances, very beautiful. In this century, he worked miracles. Not miracles like Satya Sai Baba. They are not miracles. Any magician can do, any street magician. But Guruji has really created miracles. He prepared a group of 100 people for meditative dancing. And he was showing that dance to an audience in New York for the first time. Hundred dancers on the stage, whirling. Those who were in the audience, even their minds became whirling. 100 white-robed dancers, just whirling. With his hands movements, they will whirl. And the moment he will say stop, there will be a dead silence. That was a stop for the audience, not for the dancers. Because the bodies can stop immediately, but the mind then takes the movement inside. It goes on. It was beautiful even to look at, because 100% suddenly become dead statues. It created a sudden shock in the audience also, because 100 movements, beautiful movements, rhythmical movements, suddenly stopped. You were looking at them, moving, whirling, dancing. Suddenly the dance stopped. Your thought also stopped. So many felt in New York that it was a weird phenomenon. Their thoughts stopped immediately. But for the dancers, the dance continued inside. And the inside will circle will become smaller and smaller until they become centered. One day it happened that they were coming dancing on the stage just to the edge. It was expected, supposed, that Gurdjieff will stop them just before they dance down the stage on the audience. 100 dancers just on the verge of the stage. One step more and they will all fall down in the hall. The whole hall was expecting, suddenly Gurdjieff will say, stop. But he turned his back to light his cigar. To the dancers, he turned his back to light his cigar. And the whole group of 100 dancers fell down from their stage on the floor. Naked stone floor. The whole audience stood. They were screaming and shouting, and they were thinking that many must have broken their bones. It was such a crash. But not a single one was hurt. Even a slight bruise was not there. So they asked Gurdjieff, what has happened? No one has been hurt. And the crash was such that it seems impossible. The reason is only this. They were not in their bodies really at that moment. They were slowing down their inner circle. And when Gurdjieff saw that now they are completely oblivious of their bodies, then he allowed them to fall down. If you are completely oblivious of your body, there is no resistance. And the brain is broken because of resistance. If you are falling down, you resist. You go against the pull of the gravitation. That going against that resistance is the problem, not the gravitation. If you can fall down with the gravitation, if you can cooperate with it, then no possibility. This sutra in a moving vehicle by rhythmically swaying experience. Or in a still vehicle by letting yourself swing in slowing invisible circles. You can do it. There is no need of a vehicle. Just will like children do. Go on whirling when your mind goes crazy and you feel now you will fall down. Don't stop. Go on. Even if you fall down, don't worry about it. Close your eyes. Will. Your mind will get will and you will fall down. When your body has fallen down, inside, feel, the whirling will continue. And it will come nearer and nearer and nearer, and suddenly you will be centered. Children enjoy this very much, because they get a deep kick. Parents never allow their children to will. It is not good. This should be allowed, rather encouraged. And if you can make them aware of inner will also, you can teach them meditation through their willing. They enjoy it because they have a bodiless feeling. When they will, suddenly children become aware that the body is willing, they are not. Inside they feel a centering, which we cannot feel so easily, because their body and soul still are a bit apart. There is a gap. When you get into your mother's womb, you cannot get immediately totally in the body. It takes time. When a child is born, then too he is not absolutely fixed. His soul is not absolutely fixed to the body. There are gaps. That's why many things he cannot do. Though his body is ready to do it, but he cannot do. If you have observed, you may have noticed, just born children, they cannot see with two eyes, they always see with one eye. And if you observe, then you will see their one eye, when they observe or see anything, they cannot see with two eyes yet. They always look with one eye, one eye gets bigger. The pupil of the eye will become bigger, and another pupil will remain small. They are not yet fixed, their consciousness is yet not fixed. It is loose. By and by it will be fixed, and then they will look with two eyes. They cannot feel yet their own body and others' bodies as different. It is difficult. They are yet not fixed. Fixation will come by and by. And meditation is again trying to create a gap. You have become fixed, solidly fixed in your body. That's why you feel I am the body. If a gap can be created, then only you can feel that you are not the body, something beyond body. Swaying, whirling are helpful. They create the gap.